This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z. And, you know, one of the things that we... An educational odyssey is what I like to call this show, an educational odyssey. We spend a lot of time talking to doctors. We're talking to a woman who is a bridge for new patients coming up in a little while, a man who does an incredible conference. We talk to all kinds of people, and we try to become educated about cannabis, CBD, and the future of this green plant. We don't spend enough time talking about the financial piece. And joining us today is the CEO of Americanix, which is an international exchange. Steve Janik is with us. Dr. Steve Janik is his real name because he is a doctor. He's an MD. He's been in the financial world for over 20 years. He was the director of FX sales at Tulat Preborn, one of the world's largest and oldest institutional brokerage firms. He has incredible experience, but more importantly, he has created a team, and they are changing the way cannabis businesses exist today. The banking industry has been left in the ground. And Steve, Dr. Steve Janik, okay, give us a little bit. How did you know, by the way, you became an MD and you've been successfully managing e-commerce trading rooms and technology and all of these amazing things for years? How did you know this was going to be so huge, and when did the idea for you to open this international exchange come about? And always welcome.
Absolutely. Great to be here, and good morning. Well, you know, part of what I think we do as traders on Wall Street is we look for the latest, the greatest, the newest of opportunities. We consistently discuss our emerging markets. And as we evaluated the cannabis marketplace, what we notice is that many of the largest brokerage firms and banks had started already engaging with data in the cannabis industry. And what we found was there was just a tremendous amount of thirst for what is occurring. And what we always used to hear as children growing up, and I think you've heard this as well, that this could be the world's largest marketplace when it comes to a commodity.
Yeah.
So when we evaluated this market and looked at all of the potential opportunities, and most importantly, the potential pitfalls in this space as they were occurring, we saw just tremendous similarities as to what had occurred in the financial markets over the course of the years. And as you know, post-2007 to 2008, where there was a financial disaster, the biggest problem was that there was this inability to see what was really occurring. No transparency. They could not unravel these trades to see how this had all occurred. And what happened was Dodd-Frank. They came out with rules and regulations to regulate, to give transparency not only to the public but also to the regulatory agencies to be able to monitor and track these transactions and hopefully avoiding another financial disaster. So what we saw in the cannabis industry was something very similar in the fact that many, many of these transactions are unaccounted for one way, shape, form, or another. And then the biggest, and I would say probably the biggest single issue in the industry was that tremendous problem, not only
for
regulatory agencies, but participants because of money laundering. And again, you know, not to pose fear in individuals, but when you think about what money laundering really is dealing in a federally illegal product and in cash. So we're there. So when we looked at this, we said to ourselves, wow, we can actually change the face of the industry, help the industry grow, mature, become transparent, really become what we consider legal, and give everybody the ability to see these transactions, to see the financial transactions as well, thus giving both the regulatory agencies and the industry participants the ability to grow and flourish in what we consider probably the world's largest commodity.
One of the things that I want our listeners to understand, Steve, is that you began, when did you first open up, when did this idea first come to you? What year was it?
So we're going back about 4 years now.
And in 4 years you were able to do this?
Well, as you can imagine, a huge task. When we started this roughly 4 years ago, there wasn't an electronic venue at all. What we consider e-commerce, which you and I know is how we transact every day. People go online and they buy products online all day long. It's become the standard of business. Well, it was not. It has not been the standard of business in the cannabis industry. And to go even further, what most people don't realize, and I can tell you, I spoke at a conference yesterday. Most people don't realize that this is an unbankable industry. These are participants who go to the bank, and the bank say, we don't want your business. That is a tremendous problem. It's a big problem for participants.
Yeah.
It's a big problem because then who wants them? Well, the illegal industry will come in and buy it all day long. So we're creating larger problems for ourselves. And frankly, the economy doesn't get to see the dollars and cents either. So it really just creating larger financial issues in an era when we have, as a regulatory environment, we have tremendous issues with cash. The banks don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
And the federal government, you know, put the Patriot Act in place because of cash. Money laundering. Yet here we have probably one of the largest money laundering centers in the world.
So for people that are not understanding how huge a problem this has become and the solution that you have, can you give us some numbers, Steve? Can you see from your involvement in this green industry, what are we talking about? Give us a yearly figure that we have with revenues that's realistic. We've heard a lot of numbers battered around, but what's realistic?
Well, here's the interesting part, and I'm glad you brought this up because we hear a lot of interesting numbers. And one I think that's been consistent is that we hear that the cannabis industry in the United States is roughly a $10 billion industry. This is what I want to pose. This is why I don't agree with that number. One thing they do is they put a disclaimer at the end. Because they don't want to show the sheer size of this industry, the disclaimer is always, it's a $10 billion legal cannabis industry. You have to remember that if you put the illegal cannabis industry into those numbers, we're into the trillions of dollars. Now we're talking about a substantial amount of money.
Yes.
It's not in the billions,
but,
like they say. It's in the trillions.
Steve,
frankly, California coming online is a...
It's going to be huge.
It's a $50 billion market.
Yeah, yeah. That, you said 50 B with a billion, everybody. He said 50 billion.
Billion, guys.
Billion.
Yeah, absolutely. That California alone is a 50 billion.
What makes this so crazy, and this is why I'm so passionate about doing the show, is there is a local community in the state of Massachusetts where it is legal now for recreational. By the summer, it will be legal. What makes this so frustrating is that people do not want it in their communities. And what they're not understanding is the revenue that this will change lives, and the fact that CBD can help with opioid addiction, and there's so many other stories. And we will continue with Steve. Steve, give us the correct pronunciation and its and the spelling of the website, please, as we go to break.
Absolutely. It's www.amercanx.com. That's AmerCanx.com.
Amercanx.com. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and Dr. Steve Janik is with us today. He has one of the first international exchanges out there for the cannabis industry, and it is a very, very exciting time in the world of cannabis. We have talked about it and continue to talk about it on Cannabis Talk A to Z right here with Frankie Boyer. And one of the things that I want people to understand is that there is such stupid mentality. And I say this with all due respect because I also had that closed-minded opinion. But we need to open up our eyes, open our hearts, and understand the story of this plant, and that's why I'm committed to doing this. I am committed to creating an educational odyssey because this is an opportunity, Steve, welcome back, Dr. Steve Janik. This is an opportunity for the country and for the world to really and truly do good, create commerce. I mean, it's a win-win every place you turn. And when I hear about communities that say, I don't want it in my community. I don't want that dispensary in my community. It's bad. People are not understanding the entire story. And they're losing millions of dollars in local revenue.
Well, I think what you have there is a combination of things. One is a lack of education. And that's, you know, it's a pleasure to see shows like yourselves that are trying to get the word out. And if the communities and the individuals educate themselves on this plant and educate themselves on the medicinal aspects and values, I think we'll find a very different outcome. Second, I also feel like many of these people are hypocrites. And the reason I say that is we hear that consistently, yet the minute you turn around, you see that same person in a dispensary making a purchase. So it's odd that it goes all back to what we saw in the 60s and the 70s with reefer madness, where, you know, they want to use it. They see the medicinal value, but they're scared to tell anybody, and they're scared to be on that side. Yes. And I think that fear of reefer madness is what's slowly changing. And if people would look at Israel, look at Spain, look at areas around the world that have done tremendous research and found that this plant has just tremendous medicinal value. As people get educated, I think all of that will change. And if they would just pick up a book or take a look at the internet, you brought something up that's very, very important, especially today, as we heard yesterday from our president, with the opioid problem country.
But if
you just open up the American Journal of Medicine, they did a very long study, and they found that in states with medicinal marijuana, that dropped by 25-27%. That addiction dropped, the deaths dropped. That's a tremendous number, and that number is actually still 4 years old. So I can guarantee you that number's gone up if they would continue to study the effects. So what I think is a lack of education, and I think that also that, you know, we spent the past 40 years believing that that whole story of brief madness, and people still have that fear of the plant.
Right. You know, I just want to say one other thing that in the news this week, Commissioner Stern, former commissioner of the NBA, came out and said, you know, medical marijuana may be the answer for pain, and let's really look at this. We heard a doctor on this show a couple of weeks ago talk about the anecdote that they have in Colorado in many hospitals for kids that have eaten too many edibles, for people who have had too many edibles. They are giving them CBD, the cannabidiol, the non-version of the THC. In other words, you'll never get high from hemp. Never, ever, ever get high from hemp, and yet it has so many incredible benefits, as we know. And so when I see on the news that dogs are finding syringes on the street and are dying from the heroin epidemic, dirty needles, and they're licking and they're not understanding what they're licking, and they're having terrible attacks where Narcan is used to help the dogs now and save their lives. I mean, we're living in this is a real crisis, and this is one of the side benefits of this new green plant, this new emerging green plant, that we need to embrace and understand that it could, the answer could be right in front of our faces. It could be right here, and we're not understanding that education.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. And actually, there are many studies out that CBD, and again, CBD has no THC, no euphoric effects, pure medicine, forms a barrier around the brain. So if football players and athletes were to take CBD prior to practice and or professional games, they could almost eliminate concussions. Now, that alone should open the eyes to the NFL.
Wow.
And they know this. They've seen the studies.
Yes.
They've been approached many, many times. But, you know, we live in a society and unfortunately in a world where, you know, big pharma runs the show, and that's unfortunate. And if you bring a plant that can cure many diseases, then pharmaceutical companies are going to find themselves without opportunity, and opportunity lost, which is money gone. And I find that that's a huge problem, because there's this inability for pharmaceutical companies, doctors, that truly test the medicine here in the U.S. under guidance, clinical studies, where we could prove on a daily basis what this plant could do. And until the changes happen from the DEA, they deschedulize this plant and allow for studies, we're going to find that there's no value for pharmaceutical companies. And unfortunately, individuals, people who truly need the medicine, will continue to suffer. And one thing I mention, and I mention all the time, the United States government is the first one to stand up and say that there is absolutely no medicinal value to cannabis. Yet, only one patent has ever been given for medicinal cannabis, and it's to the United States government.
Unbelievable. We are out of time. Please spell the website and give it out again, Dr. Steve Janik.
Thank you.
Give us the website. Americanics.com, and we'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
Play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey in helping us become educated about what's happening on the West Coast, in especially the East Bay area, is Joanna Arenstein. She's the executive director of East Bay Canna Community, the philanthropic arm of Green Rush Consulting. And Joanna, welcome to the program. It's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Frankie. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, first of all, you all have had a terrible story with the fires, and oh my gosh, so much has been happening out west. And but before we go there and the work that you're doing and trying to make people aware and raising some money, tell us about East Bay Canna Community, because you really and truly are understanding how the regulations work, how to help businesses, how to help individuals. Share with us a little bit about the Green Rush Consulting and the East Bay Canna Community and why they work so well together.
Sure, I'd love to. Well, right now there's quite a large cultural gap between the cannabis community and the cannabis industry. The cannabis community is made up of patients and activists and people who are just simply, we call it canna curious. So, you know, they've heard about the miraculous benefits of cannabis, but they might still be a little hesitant because of the stigma that is still so prevalent in our society and our culture. And so we are working to bridge that cultural gap between the industry and there are a lot of really responsible cannabis companies out there, but there are some who have probably never been to a city hall meeting, have never fought for legalization, have never had a friend or a loved one arrested for cannabis possession. But now that cannabis is quote unquote safe and there's the potential for a lot of money to be made, we're having what we're calling a green rush here in California, where people are coming out now that a lot of the hard work has been done and are going to be quite literally capitalizing on the hard work that, you know, people in my community have done by going to City Hall until midnight at night and getting signatures and sending emails and writing letters. And so we're really working to make companies aware of the struggle that people have endured for decades to get them where they are today. But also to help the community realize that not all corporations and not all companies are evil. There are some companies that are doing amazing things for their community. Green Rush Consulting, for one, is the business that founded the East Bay Canna Community. And you have these other companies like Jetty Extracts and MoxieMed, Soil King, who are completely, unbelievably community-oriented. And my life philosophy is when you focus on the problem increases. When you focus on the solution increases.
Yes,
so
yes.
My solution isn't necessarily like looking at all the big corporations that are coming in, but instead shifting my community's focus to the smaller companies that are doing the right thing, that are paying their employees what they're worth and giving them insurance and being above board and buy the books, so that when these corporations do come in, and they have and they will, most of the community's attention isn't even on them. It's on these companies like MoxieMeds and Soil King,
right,
these people
right.
that I just mentioned.
So
that's what we want to do. We want to focus on the solution.
Wonderful. And California will move into the recreational market next year. And you also are, right, you're doing the monthly First Friday cannabis socials, which are free and open to all. And they give people who are new to cannabis as patients and activists and to really mingle. And I love that concept. I think that's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Thank you. And so I can't take the credit for that. That was Green Rush founders Sarah and Zeta Seti who came up with that concept. And it grew completely organically. It just came from there is desire to celebrate 420, which is the sort of national celebration of cannabis, and she didn't want to be at a bar. She didn't want to go all the way to San Francisco Golden Gate Park where the, like, major celebration is, and she just wanted a place to celebrate with colleagues and friends without going to the bars. And so she gathered with a group of, like, 8 people, and then it just started growing and growing as these cannabis happy hours, so to speak, and they went from about
8
people to, we've got about 300 on the lake now.
Isn't that
wonderful? When we have these first Friday of every month, yes.
Now, tell us about the efforts and what's happening with the fires and what really happened, and because we've heard a lot of green farms, a lot of cannabis farms were affected by the Sonoma and Napa Valley fires.
Yes, they sure were, in huge ways, and ways bigger than even, more catastrophic than what happened with the wine industry, because wine you can insure. It's not federally illegal. And so about, I think, 20,000 acres in total have been damaged. I don't know exactly what the acreage of cannabis farms that have been damaged, but a lot of these farmers were uninsured because you can't get insurance. A lot of them have spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars over the past 10 months trying to bring themselves up to code and get themselves ready for legalization, which is coming in January. And all of that has literally gone up in smoke. They have very little recourse when it comes to help from the government. They're not eligible for any sort of government grants or any sort of assistance from them because their product is so federally illegal. And that's another mission that East Bay Canna Community is to remind people that we don't live in a bubble in California, that this beautiful plant, this miraculous plant, is still a Schedule I drug, which means it has no medicinal value and has a high tendency for addiction, which we all know is not true. And so because of that, cannabis farmers are really going to suffer, and it's very likely that some of them won't recover from this. The loss is truly catastrophic. And so what we did, Jim McAlpine and Jennifer Price of New West Summit called on us at East Bay Canna Community because they know that we're dialed into the community, and we were able to make New West Summit, which happened the weekend after the fire, a pretty much like an emergency response hub. And so we were able to raise well over $12,000 in 2 days. And this was done largely from the work of Jim and Jennifer, who literally overnight secured thousands of dollars of donations from vendors who were attending New West Summit. And I was able to rally tons of volunteers and get graphic design work done, again, literally overnight. And we had volunteers working at the event. You know, some of them were working 8-hour shifts on their feet, selling raffle tickets. And we raised a significant amount of money in a very, very, very short amount of time.
And that money, by the way, and we're talking with Jim. He's coming up after you today. But that money,
great.
What are you going to do with the money? Where is the money going back to?
So a lot of the money has already been donated to the Cal Growers Association, California Growers Association, who set up a specific fund to help the California growers. We also wanted to keep the money extremely local, so we donated it to the Napa Community Foundation and the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, which set up specific fire relief funds. The rest of the money, which is about $7,000, we're going to split that between two initiatives. One is through HIP Camps, which is kind of like an Airbnb for more rustic accommodations. So they do teepees and yurts and tents and cabins. So they're starting a fire camp fund, and they're going to be building yurts, which will provide temporary shelter for families that have been impacted by the fire while they're waiting for a more permanent shelter.
Right.
And then the other half of the money, Jim, Jennifer, and I decided we wanted to purchase books for children and young adults.
I love it. Oh, I love that you're doing that. Joanna, I know. What's the best website? How can people find out more about what you're doing? And we appreciate you being on today.
Thank you. Yes, find us on Facebook at East Bay Canna Community. We're mostly a Facebook group, so that's where we'll be, and I'll be posting more updates.
Thank you so much, and best of luck. We'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
Come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back. Frankie Boyer here, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And we're waiting on Jim McAlpine, and he is the founder of the New West Summit, newwestsummit.com. And by the way, Richard Branson was the keynote last year, and he called in this year from his island, from Necker Island. And there were so many people. It was a huge, huge endeavor. It just happened last weekend. I just want to go back, though, to the future and to where we go with this industry. And unfortunately, there are many, as Steve Janik was saying from Amer Chemics, he was saying that people will say no, but will go into the dispensaries. And I know of a few doctors who are doing that. They are not supporting the movement, but they're using CBD and prescribing and getting people so that they can go and get cannabis for pain. There's one doctor who doesn't want to go public, but she's devoting her practice now to geriatrics. And she's dealing with older Americans that are in pain, that are not sleeping well. And I can just share with all of you that CBD, you will never get high from it. It's no, there's nothing in it but omega-3s. It's actually good for you. It's restorative. And I have, and it's legal in every state. It's legal in every state. So you don't need a prescription. You don't need to go to a dispensary. You can get it at a health food store. You can get it online. You can, you know, I mean, there are lots of wonderful companies that are making this product. Just be careful you get a reputable one. I love CV Sciences. They are sponsors, but they make a tremendous product. My point, though, is that we have access to this hemp. I mean, I use it in cooking and baking all the time. All the time. Hemp is my favorite ingredient. I love ground hemp. I coat eggplant because I'm gluten sensitive. So I coat it in ground up hemp seeds. And it's got that nutty flavor, and it's just delicious. And I bake it in the oven with a red sauce. And, like, yummy. Really, really yummy. My feelings about this are that I love Dr. Greg Smith's book, CBD, because he's unfolding and talking about all of these things. But I really and truly am begging politicians, I'm begging legislators, I'm begging this country to look closely at CBD. CBD, cannabidiol, the non-high version of the cannabis plant. It's grown separately, by the way. They've now have hemp fields, and it's become huge in the farm bill. We've talked with, you know, Michael Bowman about this and the legislation and what he has done. Tremendous. He's done tremendous work. But I just want to go back for just a moment, because doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor, let's look at Spain. Let's look at Israel. Let's look at how effective this non-high product that you can get over the counter. But what a difference it makes when you're dealing with pain, when you're dealing with arthritis, when you're dealing with sleep issues. And wouldn't it be great if more doctors opened their heads and their hearts to educating themselves about this? Just learn about it. Take a course. Read some literature. And understand that the brain loves CBD oil, loves it. It can help your patients. It can help all of us. And it's not illegal. You're not going to overdose on it. You're not going to become addicted to it. You're not going to die from it. It's good for your dogs. They can lick it, and it has a good effect for them. Actually, our good friends at CBD Bites make a great product for dogs that are anxious, you know, and with fireworks and everything, that dogs have a problem, and they absolutely love CBD. It's really good for them, and it's Phyto Bites, Phyto Bites, PhytoBites.com. So CBD Unlimited makes that product. So what I'm saying to all of us is that we can create wonderful opportunities to help people not get high, but get help. Not get high, but get help. And isn't that what this is about? And I just, if you have a hard time sleeping or chilling, and I have a friend who gets very anxious, and she's in a very serious legal mess, and I said, just take a few drops of CBD oil. It'll calm you down. You know, it's good for you. It's really good for you. Anyway, I just am a real fan of CBD, of hemp. And I'm so thrilled that you could be with us today on our educational odyssey right here. I love doing this show because I am learning, as I hope you are as well. And we'd love to hear from you, frankieboyer@aol.com. Any feedback that you have, we'd love to hear from you. So do email me at frankieboyer@aol.com. Thanks for listening. And do check out Facebook, The Frankie Boyer Show on Facebook. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile. This is Frankie Boyer.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.